listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Hey, hey, what's happening, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Anarchy in Anaheim. We're a weekly podcast brought to you out of Orange County, California. We got a great show for you this week. We're going to play a wide variety of music. We're going to play an interview a little later on in the show. It features Keith Morris. He's the former singer of Black Flag, Circle Jerks. He also has a new band called Off. This is the most refreshing interview I've heard in a long time. It's very honest. So stay tuned. I'll play that in a bit. We're going to start the show off with a band called Firehose. They were just announced that they are playing Coachella this year out here in Southern California. Firehose was formed by Mike Watt after the Minutemen ended because their singer died, Dee Boone. So Mike Watt of San Pedro started Firehose. They haven't played for a long time, so this is sort of a reunion for them at Coachella. So here we go. We're going to play Firehose.
I'm the pain in the road, the way you roll, with a cracked black crown. Fuck it!
Blaze chemical wire! Blaze chemical wire! You'll burn a church full of fire! You fucking pay for desire! Fire turns your wire! Briar, thorns of chemical wire. You'll be the tread on the tire, sulfur in the deep fryer. Down the side.
days open, nothing was said. When the dogs were set loose, nothing was said. When colors were red, nothing was said. When innocence cried, the face of the guilty, no one said anything!
All right, and we're back. And as I mentioned at the start of the show, the Coachella lineup for 2012 was announced. Real good lineup this year. Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg are performing together. Of course, Firehose at the drive-in is reuniting. Reggae legend Jimmy Cliff is going to perform with Tim Armstrong of Rancid Operation Ivy. They're going to perform a set together. The Buzzcocks are performing. Greg Ginn of Black Flag is doing a solo set. And then you got your typical festival headliners like Radiohead, the Black Keys. They're all performing as well. So it's pretty good this year. And it's on two separate weekends now. So that's in April. So if you're in Southern California, check out Coachella. In other news, the Aquabats, which is a band out of Orange County, they're a superhero ska band. They got their own TV show now. It's called the Aquabats Super Show. It's being filmed, will be released soon. I think it's going to be on Nickelodeon. It's produced by the guys from Yo Gabba Gabba. So I'm sure if you have kids, that'll be pretty cool, pretty weird. And so we're going to play a song right now by the Aquabats. Here you go.
Help my stomach settle down. Then fell into the shower, asked to let the funk drown. Put degree under my arms, turned off the alarm. You only set it to regret it. A million things to do, but work is where I'm headed. The dreaded grindstone on the edge of my bed. I sit and let my mind zone on how fun last night was. Started with the light buzz and slowly progressed into a full-blown fade. I was trying to get laid, but got no action. It was back to the grip for personal satisfaction. XXX DVDs, I got a whole stack and was snapped out of my daydream by something that I seen. I left a tissue full of spunk on the floor by my jeans. It seems I have 15 minutes to make the 20-minute ride it takes to get to work. So I fly out the door while I'm putting on my shirt. Start the car and then I'm off to get in trouble with my boss. He runs his mouth like a bitch. Sometimes I wish he'd lay me off so that I could lay him out with one little punch right to his fat ass mouth. But now I'm your mask out, cause these fools on the freeway be driving like they ain't got nowhere to go. You know those fucks in the fast lane moving hella slow, got me yelling at my windshield. Now it's like 10 till I wanna call in. Man, I think it every day, but I'm not ballin', so I gotta go get paid and continue the charade of customer service. Since I don't get commission, my efforts seem worthless. Thanks and have a nice day. That's what I gotta say, even if they were rude and gave me attitude. It's a shame what I have to do to get written food. I work hard, goddamn hard, to keep this roof over my head and pay off these credit cards. I work hard, goddamn hard, so I can pay off all my debt and get a house with a yard. I work hard, goddamn hard, to put that gas off in the tank and make the payments on this car. I work hard, goddamn hard, so I can wild out every weekend and buy drinks at the bar. Try being on the road for 45 days straight. Road managers, a driver, and myself plus 8 other motherfuckers and their idiosyncratics. I brought two systems, he's a video fanatic. Sunspot got enough weed to give me contact for the month and a half. PSC got the gas and forever blowing up the spot with this rotten ass. Of course, Grouch brought a task that'll fill his time block, trying to hook Pro Tools to his new laptop. Eli's on the last, caught a hypochondriac. So with him, you never know if it's a fever or an act. Scarab's usually either reading, writing, or sleeping. And Picasso needs to use somebody's cell, he's on the creeping. Me, I'm simply dreaming, plotting schemes to get some money. Almost forgot about a Rotza, but you know. As we tour throughout the country, everybody starts to argue over what we watch on TV and who drank the last brew. Who's been hating on who? Maybe throw a punch or two until a virus breaks out. And how healthy can you be when you're getting little sleep and all you eat is takeout? Well, the show must go on when you live in dust till dawn. If I don't rap every night, I might lose a fan. So even if I got the flu, I got a mic in my hand. And I haven't even spoke on the one night stands. Yeah, it might sound fly to the average guy, but when you got a girl at home, you gotta let it pass you by. So I try to play the sidelines, watch what they pull. But on a bus full of women, hard to stay faithful. So I cheat, not because I hate my girl, because I miss her. Even though she won't believe me when I say I only kissed her. Been home a couple days and she still won't speak. Still I gotta hit the road again, beginning of the week. I work hard, goddamn hard, to keep this roof over my head and pay off these credit cards. I work hard, goddamn hard, so I can pay off all my debt and get a house with a yard. I work hard, goddamn hard, to put that gas off in the tank and make the payments on this car. I work hard, goddamn hard.
Alright folks, that about does it for this week's episode. Want to thank you for tuning in. We do appreciate it. We'll be back next week with a new episode. We're going to conclude this episode with an interview from Keith Morris. It's a very open and honest interview about the demise of his former band, The Circle Jerks, and the formation of his new band, Off. You always hear about bands having internal issues. They hate each other. Van Halen, The Who, The Rolling Stones. You know they all have major internal problems, but they obviously stick together, typically for the cash. Obviously, the Circle Jerks aren't even on the level of those bands, but it is nice and refreshing to hear an open and honest interview of basically talking shit about your bandmates. So I'm going to play this interview, hang with it. It is about 10 minutes, and then after the interview, I'll play a song by his new band, Off. Just to remind you, we are on Twitter. You can follow us and get updates from us. The username is @AnarchyAnaheim. You can also send song requests if you're in a band or if there's a certain band you want to hear. Our email address is AnarchyInAnaheim@gmail.com. So thanks again for tuning in. We'll be back soon with a new episode, and hope you have a good week. Take care. Bye-bye, all.
Tell me about how Off was born.
Well, the Circle Jerks are an extremely lazy band, and once again, it would be probably falling on my shoulders. Going all the way back to the scenario in Black Flag, when I left Black Flag, the maybe lack of creativity, or not being motivated to work with the people that I've been working with. So I'd been pushed and prodded. Oh, we got to write a new Circle Jerks record. It's time for a new Circle Jerks record. You haven't put out a Circle Jerks record in 20 years or however long it's been. I don't keep track of all of that crap. And there's a certain reason behind that, and that is the guys in the band have a certain mentality. Because you reach a certain age, it's like, well, we can just get away with whatever we want to get away with. So consequently, I'm starting to get motivated. And then Dimitri, the guitar player in Off, comes to the band and says, fellas, I'm a fan. I'm a producer. I'm a songwriter. Let's do this. So Dimitri comes along. He starts prodding us. Everybody's totally into it. The energy is okay. I mean, there's kind of a real weird vibe amongst the guys in the Circle Jerks. There's a lot of ego. There's a lot of arrogance. There's a lot of cockiness. You know, just exactly what you would expect from a rock band. All of those are things that you attribute to a rock band and superstardom and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm like scratching my head going, okay, well, what are we doing for songs? And they start volunteering their songs, these songs that they've written, and I'm listening, and it's just so unmotivational, middle of the road, pedestrian. It just wasn't happening. Like, this is exactly what I knew it was going to be. So how could, after all of these years, me want to, like, make a record with these, like, write lyrics and get excited about these almost throwaway songs? Now, maybe it's really uncool for me to be so critical, and maybe I should have just, like, shaken it off and gone, okay, maybe I need to pay closer attention to some of these riffs. Maybe I actually need to write lyrics and place them to these songs. And we started working on these songs, and Dimitri was like, Keith, you can't just discount some of these songs. Some of these songs are actually really good songs. Write your lyrics, place the lyrics, get your vocal thing happening, and then you will come around and you will realize that some of these songs are actually really, really good songs. But it took Dimitri breathing down my neck in the middle of summer, in my living room that was like 98 degrees, 100 degrees with the sun shining in on it, in this grindy, get your nose to the grindstone kind of fashion, to get me to come around to some of these songs. Now, some of the songs were terrible, flat out terrible, and nothing was going to make them any better. You know, you can't polish
a turd.
There you go. So we're moving along, and we're just kind of chipping away, and the pace is okay, yeah, okay, here we go. You know, we're getting in the rehearsal space, and he's going to play his song, and I'm going to sing my lyrics over this, and it was just not that happening. And one of the guys in the band said, well, I'm getting ready to take off on the Warped Tour with my other band, and I'm going to be gone for 3 months, so we got to have the album recorded before I leave.
That was Greg Hudson from Bad Religion.
And Dimitri put out a call to all of the guys in the band and said, we're meeting in Keith's living room because that is the most centrally located. We're there every day from about 11 in the morning till about 8 o'clock at night working on songs. So come by and start working with us. And nobody showed up. One day Dimitri was sitting on my couch and I'm looking at Dimitri, and Dimitri says, Keith, can't record an album without songs. And we don't have any songs. We have 4, maybe 5 songs. And he said, you and I have to write this album. I said, let's do it. And we started writing, and it got kind of grueling, and we were yelling and screaming at each other. See, Dimitri and I are like really good friends because I worked with Dimitri when I worked at V2 Records. And his band, The Burning Brides, were one of my favorite bands on that label. So I developed a friendship with Dimitri, and it was like hanging out with Mike Watt and hanging out with Dimitri and his wife and, you know, going to shows and getting food and talking about movies and all the bands we love. And so we developed this friendship, and here I am working with Dimitri, and I'd always had this respect for him as a songwriter, as a performer. And so all of this, just here's the flow of the universe again, just coming right through my living room. And rather than go against the flow, I just said, I'm going with this. Let's see where this takes us. That would be the same attitude we had in Black Flag, same attitude we had in the Circle Jerks. There are no plans. There's no lawyer saying, well, I'm going to talk to these people. There's no manager saying, you do all of this stuff to make all of this stuff happen. So we're writing these songs, and in the process of writing these songs, during like the middle of summer, like grueling heat, I look at Dimitri and say, you know, we've got to come up with a plan B. And he wanted to know why, and I said, because we're dealing with a bunch of guys who are so full of themselves, they're going to figure out a way to just screw all of this up. We're the kind of band that whenever we get any kind of progress, we make any kind of progress, or we have some kind of forward motion, we have something like something to look forward to, something that's happening, something that's like, yeah, let's get excited about this. Somebody will figure out a way to slam the door on it,
sabotage,
hit the brakes. You know, it's like lining up for the track meet and getting down in your stance, getting ready to run that long race, and asking the guy with the starting gun to just, instead of pointing the gun up, the starting gun up in the air, could you just point it at our feet? Could you point it at our legs?
Yeah.
Could you just point it at us? And I grew tired of that. I said, Dimitri, we've got to figure out something to do with these songs when these guys sabotage this. Dimitri said, easy, Keith. Compile a list of people you want to play with if you were starting a band tomorrow. Compile a list of people that you know, you've seen play, you're aware of their capabilities. So we had two columns. We had column B for bassists, and we had column D for drummers. And I listed like three or four drummers. I listed like four or five bass players. And at the top of each list, in the bassist category, was Stephen McDonald. Dimitri and I had talked about Steve, and I said, dude, he played in Sparks. He played like, they did a series of shows in England where they played each album, a different album each night, and they played like, was it like 15 albums? And he was the bass player for all of that. In the drummer category, I put Mario Rubalcaba at the top of the list because I'd just seen Mario playing his band Earthless. But I'd seen Mario play a couple of times in Rocket from the Crypt. And I was, we'd struck it up, you know, he came up to me at a Rocket from the Crypt show, and it was like, dude, I dig all of your music. Dude, it's like he's shaking and he's excited, and his influence and the person that he is and where he comes from, he adds a certain flavor to what we're doing. He's not playing like some oompa 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 or speed metal thing. That's not where he's coming from. And I really appreciate that. The first time we rehearsed, I was kind of bummed because he's very heavy on the kick drum. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of cymbals. And I wanted to hear more of an attack, but that's not what he's about. What led to our first rehearsal was, I'd run these drummers and bassists by Dimitri, and Dimitri was like, well, we're certainly on the right track. And the situation with the other band that we were writing the songs for the album for them, finally that ugly situation materialized at 10:30 one night. I think it was like a Tuesday night. I get a call, and it's like, Keith, I know that you're going to quit the band because of the decision that we've made, but we're not working with Dimitri. And my response was, you couldn't be more correct. Yes, I am. I'm through. Good luck. And so what had happened in my anger was I'd quit a band that I started 30 years ago. And you don't do that. You don't walk away from something that you created just because one of the guys in the band is a fucking idiot and a moron and full of himself and, you know, a whole list of other things. I thought about it, and I was really upset, but I knew that it was going to happen. So I was only upset for about half an hour when I should have been upset for the rest of my life. It's like, hey, so be it. That's your decision. And I'm moving forward and I'm not looking back. One of the guys in the other band at a rehearsal said, well, what I've done is I've wiped the slate clean and I've put my arms up in the air and I'm moving forward and we should all move forward. And my problem is that when I wipe the slate clean, yeah, I wipe the slate clean and I'm moving forward. I put my arms up in the air and I've got an unbelievably talented new band. And I'm not looking back. I'm moving forward. I was really upset. I quit a band on the spot that I helped start 30 years ago, and there was no reason for me to quit. All I had to do was just say, you guys just do whatever you're going to do. You go off and play on the Warped Tour. You know, you guys go play with whoever you're going to play with, because you're playing with all of these other people anyways. My scenario was that I was open to everybody's schedules. It was never about my schedule. It was always about everybody else's schedules. Mm-hmm. And I always bowed down to everybody, and I was walking on eggshells, and I was kissing ass, and that's not the person who I am. I'm the leader of the band. And now what you're doing is you're telling me that I no longer get to lead the band. You asked me to lead the band. I looked at all of these terrible, limp-wristed, hung-like-a-cashew-type situations, and... You know, so be it. Go be free. Wipe your slate clean. Throw your arms up in the air and go out and be whatever you're going to be and play with whoever you're going to play with. I wish you well, all the luck in the world. I have a new band. You know, when you guys are broke and you want to go out and you want to play shows to pay your rent, get a day job. Go work at a record store. You know, go sell coffee at the coffee shop. It's no longer my decision. It's no longer, I don't carry that weight around with me anymore.